Welcome to the Global Health Podcast at Georgetown University, where we are charting new directions in health and development. Where here, in our nation's capital, we have our hands on the pulse of global health. We bring you conversations with faculty and leaders in the field. From hearing about research in global health, alumni pursuits, and student field research abroad, you'll experience it all here on the Global Health Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Georgetown Global Health Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte, and today I'm excited to welcome Kyle Borsas, alumnus of the Masters of Science in Global Health program, back to campus. Kyle is a senior program associate within the Global Nutrition Practice at Results for Development, where he supports both the Aid for Nutrition and Data for Decisions to Expand Nutrition Transformation project teams with implementing various technical and programmatic activities. This includes providing quantitative analysis support for nutrition finance projects focused on tracking nutrition donor aid spending and qualitative review support to disseminate R4D's research on data use for decision-making in low- and middle-income countries, including Nigeria and Bangladesh. Prior to joining R4D, Kyle worked at various global health organizations in Washington, D.C., while pursuing his graduate studies at Georgetown. He conducted his field research at the International Center for Diarrheal Disease Research in Dhaka, Bangladesh, where he supported a geospatial mapping study to examine the health facility distribution and availability of health services in urban areas. He also worked as a research intern at the Center for Strategic and International Studies Global Health Policy Center, where he supported their nutrition and health security portfolios. Additionally, he worked at ABT Associates, providing M&E support for USAID's Health Finance and Governance Project, and also served as a graduate research assistant at Georgetown's Department of International Health, where he supported faculty research on urban public health in South Asia. Welcome, Kyle, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how does it feel to be back on campus?
I thought it was great. I actually went to the whole Georgetown commute, went to Roslyn Metro, took the Guts bus,
of course, yeah,
and then went on the academic quad, and I thought it was great. It's really great to be back here. I think it still feels like Hogwarts when I look at the academic angle, quadrangle. And it's kind of surreal. It feels like it's not too long ago that I was just right here cramming for finals, but it's great to be back.
Good, welcome back. And you graduated in 2018?
Yes, in February 2018.
Okay, so when you were at Georgetown, what was your favorite class that you took during the program?
So while I was at Georgetown, I was in the health financing concentration, and I think one of my favorite classes was probably Dr. Trabat's classes.
Okay.
And those were the health economics and finance courses and the health insurance and risk management courses. And I think particularly for the health insurance and risk management courses, I thought it was really interesting being able to explore the different health systems internationally as well as and compare it to the U.S. health system. My final paper was actually on the U.S. healthcare system, which was a lot to unpack. So, but it was a really good class for me, I thought.
Mm-hmm. And how did you go about choosing your concentration?
So for me, I was mainly interested in health financing and health systems research in general. And I think that's mainly been my focus, not only in classes at Georgetown, but also in the variety of internships I also took on while I was at Georgetown. And then what I do now, I'm really focused on working on nutrition financing projects. So it's been mainly been the focus that I've initially been interested in.
So on that note, can you tell us a little bit about where you're working now and what you do there?
Sure. So I am currently a senior program associate, or an SPA, at the Results for Development Institute, or R4D. So there's a lot of acronyms. We're a very global,
very DC
acronym place. But I mainly work with our nutrition team, helping implement a lot of projects, mainly for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I'm working on two projects. One is the DataDent project, and the other one is the A4N project. And the A4N project is more on the nutrition financing front, where we do a lot of work in trying to track donor spending on nutrition to help keep accountable of like donor commitments to nutrition funding. And then the other project being DataDent, and that's a project focused on strengthening the nutrition information systems in countries abroad. And right now we're having country engagements in Nigeria and Bangladesh as well. But those are mainly health system strengthening types of projects where we're mainly focused on either A, the health information system, or the health financing mechanisms in the country.
Okay, so do you feel like what you learned here at Georgetown has really helped you in your current position?
Yes, definitely. So I definitely would not be where I am today if I did not go through this program, because A, gave me the knowledge and skills to be able to do what I do today, which is mainly focus on the health financing front and health systems front. And I think being on the health policy and financing concentration at Georgetown, especially taking a lot of Dr. Chabat's classes, gave me a lot. It was a really excellent primer and giving me a lot of the knowledge base and foundations to like really talk about these issues and being able to at least talk about them, communicate them. So I think a lot of the projects that I do now at my job, I sometimes have to look back at my notes at Georgetown and be like, oh yeah, like we did do that. I do know that. Like I've done a cost benefit analysis before. Like,
oh yeah.
I thought it was a really great knowledge foundation for what I do now.
Great. And are you still in touch with any of your professors or your classmates from Georgetown?
Yeah. So in terms of like my professors, I was a graduate research assistant actually.
Okay.
So I was lucky enough to have a graduate assistantship, and there are many different types, but I was on the research assistantship front, and I mainly supported Dr. Elaine Adams in her research. And she was doing a lot of urban public health research in Dhaka, Bangladesh. So okay. I did a lot of literature review and desk review support for her in her papers, as well as putting together some statistical analysis, mainly descriptive statistics, when putting together some of her papers on using Stata. And we did a lot of, it was really interesting work. We did a lot of research on private sector engagement in health in Dhaka, and then secondly on urban pandemic preparedness in how can we think about having mega cities be more prepared to handle pandemics. And so they were really, really interesting research topics, and I've been working on them while I was here at Georgetown, and I'm still actually working on a paper with ICDDRB where she
okay.
did her work as well. So it's actually still ongoing.
Okay. Are you hoping to get it published?
Yes, hopefully we're getting it published this year. It's kind of like being on and off.
Okay.
Because I'm still working with ICDDRB in Bangladesh mm-hmm. with their research, and then they send it back to me, and then I also help support it all the way from DC and in my full time schedule with my job. It goes on and off, but we're hoping to get it out soon.
Finally. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about that research?
Sure. So this is getting into the more field research mm-hmm. components, but for my field research, I actually went to Dhaka, Bangladesh. I was actually the very first student sent there. So
oh, really?
I was kind of like the guinea pig to like go try it out. And it worked out. I sent positive reviews. And now I think that it's like we send many students there now.
Yeah, we had a bunch of grad students who had just finished their field research come in and talk to current faculty and students last week, and a lot of them had gone to the ICDDR. I heard a lot about it, and it sounds like it's a good experience for them too.
Yeah, this is also ICDDRB, which stands for the International Center for Diarrheal Disease Research in Bangladesh. it's a mouthful.
It's a big one, yeah.
we're very jargon heavy, acronym heavy in public health, which is not always great, but but we Yeah, ICT Therapy is actually is probably the leading research institution in Bangladesh, and is very well known in South Asia as a research institution in terms of like overall research output. In terms of, if you're looking at South Asia in terms of like the literature there, especially with maternal and child health and nutrition front, a lot of that is coming from Bangladesh, especially, mm-hmm. A lot of it is probably from ICDDRB. I really enjoyed my time there while I was abroad, and I worked in the departments of health systems and population studies. So it was their health systems research department. And it was really cool. There's always a lot of projects going on at ICDDRB that you can get involved with. There's many departments at ICDDRB. There were just always like talks every week that are very interesting that I was attended. But anyways, I was there, my actual research. What I was interested in mainly doing was doing more secondary analysis and doing more data analysis work. So I was tagged onto an existing project at ICDDRB. And for that project, it was a geospatial mapping study where we tried to map out all of the health facilities and where they're located in the capital city of Dhaka. And Dhaka is like the densest city in the entire world, like in population density-wise. There's a lot of people, and nobody really knows where all of the health facilities are located. Nobody really mapped it out. Mm. So this was like the first mapping study for that. And then also conducted like a survey, going to the health facilities and asking them what services do you actually provide. So the goal of it was, the goal of the research was to actually try and better understand the health systems landscape in urban areas, specifically in Dhaka City, to try and figure out the health system configuration, where the health facilities are located, and then the types of primary healthcare services or tertiary healthcare services they provided. And it's really important to have this information for policymakers so that they understand how can they better think about health facilities and being able to target it to the population they want to target. So actually for the study, you would see like where the urban poor settlements were located. And you would see where all of the health facilities were located, and you would see like all sorts of disparities mm-hmm. in terms of like the geographical access for those populations. So that was like the type of research that I was doing. So it was my preceptor was somebody quite senior there, but my direct supervisor was a GIS specialist. So I definitely learned a lot of ArcGIS, which is the software for geographic information systems. And that was part of my field research, being able to generate those maps in ArcGIS and being also able to use data to be able to output some of the descriptive statistics that we saw in the survey results. So I know that was probably like a lot of info, not like
Our listeners want to hear it.
I thought it was really interesting. So we did that for Dhaka City, and then the paper that I'm working on with, right now is probably the most at the municipality level. So Dhaka City is like the capital city, but then mm-hmm. there's also the next level down, which is the municipalities, which are like smaller cities. And so we're trying to output a paper at the municipality level instead of like the big city level.
Okay. And so what was the field research experience like for you? When did you find out about where you were going, and what semester did you actually go and do your field research? And for our listeners, the field research module is a degree requirement at the end of the Masters of Science in Global Health program here at Georgetown, where students actually conduct research for around 3 months in a low or middle income country and then write a scholarly paper based on that research.
Yeah, so I guess for the field research component, it's an ongoing conversation with the program director, with Dr. Lise, and also some of the sites that we have. So I'd say that I was pretty open going into it in terms of where I would end up. I think initially I was interested in working for the WHO regional office in the Philippines, because that's where I was originally from, that's where I grew up. And that's where I thought I wanted to go initially. But then as a graduate research assistant, I was doing all of this great work with Dr. Adams about urban public health issues in Dhaka, Bangladesh. And then Dr. Adams came up to me like, hey, maybe you could go to Bangladesh and see all of this for yourself and do your field research there. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. So I was pretty flexible about it, but I think that it kind of just worked out for me because I already had this research work in Bangladesh. Might as well go on the field and see what it's like. And South Asia in general, like in addition to Sub-Saharan Africa, like South Asia is also like a lot of international health work also occurs. Right. So I wanted to also gain exposure there. So I went on to Bangladesh and I'm glad that I did because I really had a really great field research experience there and I'm glad that they're sending more. I really enjoyed my time there. I think for the field research module, I would recommend for students to be open about their placements, mm-hmm. but also think about what type of the technical area you're interested in, whether that would be HIV/AIDS research, maternal and child health, or I don't know, the vector-borne diseases, or more health systems, like what I did. And then secondly, think about what skills you would like to develop.
Right.
So for me, I wanted to do more secondary data analysis and being tagged onto an existing project and doing more of that. If you want to do more qualitative coding, then go ahead, do an independent research project, go through the IRB approval process, and being able to do interviews and coding them and being able to gain qualitative insights from there. If that's what you want, then go ahead. But I would communicate the technical area and the skills you're interested mm-hmm. in learning or harnessing with the program director and then have the conversation start from there.
Okay. And how did you prepare for your field research?
In terms of preparation, I had more context of what I was getting into prior to getting in because mm-hmm. I was already doing Bangladesh research, so I knew what was the work going to be. And also Dr. Adams knew my preceptor very well, and so she told me what I will be working on. So I was fortunate to know what I would be working on in general, but I didn't do too much preparation. I just knew that because I already did research, I was familiar already on the project on that front.
Right.
But it was mainly just getting into the country and then talking to your mentor and the projects they have available, and then talking with your preceptor about how you can make that research paper happen at the end,
right.
while at the same time being able to create the value for existing public health research projects at the ICDDRB.
Okay, and who was your mentor?
So my preceptor was Mehdi Hassan. Mm-hmm. He's a senior investigator at ICDDRB. He's I'm not sure what his exact hierarchy is on the totem pole, but he's a fairly senior person. But my more direct supervisor was the GIS specialist there. I was able to make a connection with my preceptor, and I still keep in touch with them, actually. So one of the things that I mentioned before is one of my full-time job at R4D is we have country engagements in Nigeria and Bangladesh. I'm actually the analyst leading on the R4D front on our Bangladesh engagement.
Oh, okay.
And so that's part of the reason why I got hired on in the first place is because I had Bangladesh country field experience,
right.
In my field research. But also they were looking for somebody with a quantitative skill set, which I have. I come from a more quantitative background. So it's worked out for me. But I was actually in December of 2018, shortly after I graduated, I went back to Bangladesh as part of my full-time job. So it was really great. It was a full circle moment for me because I came in there as a student doing research, and then I came back as a fully fledged global health professional, which was which was really cool.
Yeah,
and when I was there, for a scoping visit. In terms of what the data dump project could do to strengthen the nutrition information system in Bangladesh. And so we're working with UNICEF as well as IPHN, the Institute of Public Health Nutrition in Bangladesh. So we're working with UNICEF as well as government stakeholders to try and figure out what data dents or RFID could do to provide technical support for their information system. So it was really great. It was a lot of meeting with government officials, a lot of meetings going around the UNICEF offices in Bangladesh as part of my job. And then, but then after that, if we had downtime, I went and saw my preceptor because they were like right down the street. So it was really great. I was able to do that scoping visit, but also like be able to see my preceptor and be like, hey, like I'm back. Like I'll probably be back in Bangladesh, hopefully soon, mm-hmm. As part of my job. But it was a really great full circle moment for me. So,
yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it really worked out for me in terms of like my concentration and like where I ended up and in terms of my full-time job and where I'm currently engaging at the country level, being where the country where I did my field research. So
yeah,
very fortunate.
Yeah, that's great. Did you encounter any challenges when you were doing your field research?
I wouldn't say that I had anything in particular because I mainly did secondary data analysis work. While I know for us, other members of my cohort, they also did like a whole independent research project from start to finish, and there's always kinks when it comes to primary like data collection.
Right.
So there's probably like more kinks on that front, but for me, I was already working with an existing data set, so nothing too much in terms of research. It was just like getting around. The only challenge was probably getting around Dhaka and dodging traffic well. But I think that's about it.
And how did you find your housing once you found out your placement?
In terms of like finding housing, there's actually like an informal like expat community, okay. In Dhaka, Bangladesh, and there's like several Facebook groups about where you can potentially find housing, mm-hmm. And so you can look at those groups and try and figure out where they're available. Because like in Dhaka, there's a pretty good it's pretty international. There's a lot of like Dhaka, Bangladesh in general has a lot of NGOs working there, a lot of multilaterals also, mm-hmm. like involved there. It's a very big civil society community. So there's always a lot of Facebook groups that you can post to if you're looking for housing or if you're in a sort of general events in Dhaka.
Okay, and were you placed with other students in your cohort?
No, because mainly because I was the first one there.
Right.
So I was the only one in my cohort there. So it was like a whole new experience for, mm-hmm. me, which is kind of cool. There was one other person. I think she was a student from Canada, actually, mm-hmm. that was also at ICDDRB doing her master's thesis as well. So there's definitely like when you go to ICDDRB, not only are there like US students there doing their field research like Georgetown, there's also like Canadian and UK students there, and also students from Sweden, and you would just randomly people like see running, yeah. around ICDDRB that they're clearly from the West and they're just like oh there's other people here as,
yeah.
well.
And what was it like when you came back from field research? Did you immediately start looking for jobs or were you already doing that?
Yeah, so I think for me I recognize that it was very, the job search process is more difficult when you're abroad.
Right.
So I knew that after my field research that I would do like a more serious job search once I get back on campus. Like after the holidays, like I didn't really like start doing my serious job search until like January, February. Mm-hmm. And while on top of that, you're like still writing your paper and like you still have to present your paper. So I didn't do my serious job searching until like after I get back, like around January, February-ish. And because that I knew that it would probably take me like a couple of months to find a full-time position after coming from the field research, because you have to get situated back in the country and,
right.
and start searching and networking and the like, I decided to accept a 5-month full-time internship from January through May, mm-hmm. so that I could have like a day job and have like a global health organization in my resume, but also at the same time do like a very serious job search, contacting alumni from the MSGH program, doing informational interviews from alumni that are working in organizations you're interested in working in, and networking in DC like in general. So I mean, Yeah, I mean, that period was scary and anxiety-driven, for sure. But it all worked out for me because at the end of my internship, I immediately started my full-time role at R4D, where I currently am today.
Right. And so what advice do you have for alumni or current students who are seeking internships or research opportunities here in DC?
Sure. So I think my advice for current MSGH students is to really take advantage of the opportunities of being here in DC. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot emphasize enough how important DC is for the international health field. I mean, there are the majority of global health organizations are in DC.
Right.
There are some in Seattle, because that's where the Gates Foundation is headquartered, mm-hmm. Some in North Carolina and Boston, but like for the most part, they're almost all here in DC. And so there's so many players here in DC in terms of like the NGOs and technical partners working here, as well as some of the bilateral and multilateral donors also being headquartered in DC, such as USAID and the World right. Bank, for example. And there's some, but like there's so many players here in DC. I think students should take advantage of that. What I mean by that is that while you are a full-time student, you should also have a part-time internship at right. the same time, because there's so many internships here in DC, and you should apply and take advantage of it, because that, I think that's the competitive advantage at Georgetown, in that you are in the thick of it all, and right. there's so many internships, and you can go and you should try and get those internships to test out the organizations you're interested in while being a full-time student, because I think that like from a perspective of like me, who was a recent graduate who had more limited full-time work experience mm-hmm. and went shortly from undergrad to grad school, I would really emphasize that on top of your Georgetown degree and having A, really strong grades, and B, also having really good global health internships on your belt. I don't think you should just rely on your field research component, which I think is very important, but you should also be right. Be like working also in DC in an internship manner. While you're a student at Georgetown, I think mm-hmm. it's really valuable. Like right now in my full-time role, I am part of the recruitment process in terms of looking into having people hired into entry-level roles. And the thing that we typically look for is A, like strong grades, but B, especially, is work experience.
Right.
And if you're a recent graduate, having a lot of global health internships under your belt is, I think, really important on top of of course, the gold stamp of approval at Georgetown,
right.
but also having worked in global health organizations and having some familiarity in a specific technical area. But I would say, yeah, getting for students, taking advantage of internships, and then also there's a lot of global health events here happening in DC.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. Like, it's so there's like think tanks like CSIS who hold the Global Health Policy Center, which I also interned once, holds a lot of global health related talks and events, and they're all free to the public. You should mm-hmm. all go. There's also the Brookings Institution. There's also the Wilson Center. There's also like IFPRI, the International Football Student Research Institute. There's so many global health events and talks that you should take advantage of. And I think that's probably the differentiator of being DC. And there's not many universities studying global health that can offer that. So
right.
I would say that's probably my advice to current students. But yeah, I know that was kind of a lot, but.
No, that's really good advice. Would you say that the opportunities in DC were part of the reason you chose to go get your master's at Georgetown?
Yes, definitely. So at post-graduation, I was looking into MPH programs and also master's in global health programs. And I think it was like that last month where I had to send a deposit and make a decision.
Right.
I was like in between like the master's in global health program at Georgetown and also the global health program at Duke University. But obviously I decided to come here. And I think part of that reason is because of the location and the mm-hmm. opportunities here. And I cannot, and it truly is important to be in DC.
Yeah. And so you're in DC now with your full-time job at R4D. Where do you see yourself in a couple of years? Where would you like to work?
So I try not to be too deliberate of like where I end up. So I think the global public health field is still an emerging and nascent field, and it's still evolving. But I would say right now I'm currently working for an NGO and being a part of the implementation front of global health programs. But I think I'd be interested in working for the public sector.
Okay.
For example, working for USAID or the Department of Health and Human Services or the CDC with their global health with their global health departments, I think it would be really cool. Preferably something with a more quantitative component at the same time, but I'm quite flexible. But I think for the future, I think I'm interested in working for the federal government one day. We'll see how that pans out.
Right.
But now that it's on record, everybody knows. But and also the other thing that I'm also contemplating is potentially getting a PhD in public health.
Okay.
That's still in the radar, but I haven't really fully committed to it yet, because I'm not sure if the ROI is there for me yet.
Right.
But it's something that's on my radar as well.
Okay. And to close out, can you tell us your favorite memory from your time at Georgetown, whether on campus or during field research?
Yeah, so I think, I don't know if I have like a favorite memory like per se, but in general, I just really enjoy like being like studying at Georgetown. Like Georgetown is a very historical and esteemed institution, and sometimes I kind of catch myself in some of while I'm studying and in some of the places here that like wow, like it's really cool being here and being able to study international health, and having those moments in the morning while you're studying a subject that you enjoy,
right,
in a place like Georgetown. So I would say like those little moments I think I enjoyed, but yeah, I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. That's great to hear. Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for joining us today and for telling us all about your experiences.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to the Global Health Podcast, brought to you by the Department of International Health here at Georgetown University. We welcome you to learn more by visiting our website at globalhealthms.georgetown.edu or by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.